The state Senate is generating ideas to make significant cuts to the state budget. They'd like to lock in lower spending levels into the future. APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on the Senate majority's priorities.
The Republican-led Senate majority is more focused on cutting spending to close the state's budget deficit than the new mostly Democratic House majority or independent Governor Bill Walker. The Senate majority is looking for $750 million in cuts over the next 3 years. New Senate President Pete Kelly says departments that make up the largest share of spending will see cuts.
Well, there's no question about it. There are some large cost drivers. We've discussed these year after year: health and social services, education, the university. So those will not be beyond scrutiny. And as a matter of fact, we'll be looking very closely at those.
The Senate majority is looking to cut 5% of the entire state budget this year, then cut 4% and 3% the next 2 years. Kelly, a Fairbanks Republican, says he expects the budget-writing Senate Finance Committee to act fast and decisively.
It's like Willie Sutton, the old bank robber, when they asked him, Willie, why do you rob banks? Well, he said, because that's where the money is. Well, the money is in those three big agencies.
The Senate majority also is preparing to propose a new state law that would limit how much state government can spend. Kelly says he prefers that voters decide state spending by who they elect, but he says this didn't work during the recent rise in oil prices in the past decade before prices fell.
That seems to have gotten out of hand between about 2006 and 2013, and government got pretty big. And I think we have to take some extra measures to make sure that once we get spending under control, and we've done a pretty good job of doing that to this point, at least a good job of reducing, we want to make sure it doesn't just pop up again.
As far as ways to raise more money, Kelly says the Senate is likely to again pass a bill that would draw money from permanent fund earnings and reduce dividends. But, he says, the Senate majority currently doesn't favor an income tax. Senate Minority Leader Berta Gardner says all parts of the state budget deserve scrutiny, but the first place she'd look for spending cuts is a reduction in oil and gas tax credits. Gardner, an Anchorage Democrat, doesn't want to turn to reducing dividends first.
If that's going to happen, first of all, we need to look at oil tax credits. And we've said this for, I think, 4 years now. Say, what is our return on our huge investment?
Gardner opposes putting a limit on spending, saying she doesn't want to tie the hands of future legislatures when future needs aren't known. Kelly has described this session as reflecting a battle between capitalism and socialism. Gardner sees it differently.
What we really need to do is be listening to each other. And it doesn't have to be a battle. It can be a discussion. I hope everybody's ready to compromise a little bit to get there.
The Senate Finance Committee meets Thursday to hear about the state's forecast for revenues. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.